This program contains discussions of an adult nature, including sexual content. If you're easily offended, please switch off your radio now.
Four brains, four mouths, hundreds of opinions. Battle of the Gobs on City Talk 105.9.
Welcome back to City Talk 105.9. This is the voice of Liverpool, and you are listening to an experiment in talk radio. This is called Battle of the Gobs.
It'll never be repeated, I'll tell you now.
It'll never be broadcast.
Not on these wages.
My name is Will Batchelor, presenter of the City Surgery on City Talk, and I'm joined by four of the biggest gobs on the station. Duncan Barks from mid-morning, Dean Sullivan from afternoons, Paul Jacobs from Drive Time, and of course, late night legend Pete Price. They've been pulling topics out of a hat, sitting round a table, and, well, basically arguing with each other. Pete is into that hat like a rat up a drainpipe. He's
got
his
topic. Is that really the kind of hat people wear at S&M parties?
Yeah, it does indeed. Excuse me, I've just got to pick something up. On these wages?
Yeah.
I was told this was for nothing. Am I the only one not getting paid here today?
You've got crisps and you've got one.
Oh, that's
what
it.
It's always complaining.
Read it out, Pete. What have you got?
There we go. What's he pulled out?
Give it to us.
Come on.
Have you planted that?
This is one for me and Dean. Football salaries, fair or foul? That's a great topic. I've got to say at the outset that, you know, if people are stupid enough to pay the ticket prices, which gives them the money to pay the footballers, then great on the footballers.
Well, football's just it's a business, isn't it? It's a big multi-million pound industry. Yeah.
It's an entertainment business.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise gets 20 million.
Not disputing that, yeah.
Why shouldn't...
So is this no argument on this one?
You see, I can't get excited about people who bang on about the salaries of football players because, you know, and I kind of echo a little bit what Pete's saying, you know, if people are prepared to pay the price and pay that amount of money, there you are, it's demand and supply, isn't it? If people really are that much of a problem with it and voted with their feet and didn't turn up at the stadiums, didn't pay the ticket prices, didn't buy the season tickets, then you wouldn't have the money and therefore the salaries would drop. It's that simple. It's demand and supply.
Yeah,
it's
very basic. Guys, you've got to remember as well, a footballer, you know, has a limited career. They can only play football professionally for so long.
I'm going to cry in a minute. Does that mean they should...
But I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying they shouldn't get the amount of money they do, but I just get fed up of hearing people moan about it because, quite clearly, people aren't prepared to pay for the ticket prices. They pay the amount of money they do. Therefore, it's demand and supply. They carry on doing it. You know, the money's going in the pot. Therefore, there's enough money in the pot to pay a ludicrous amount of money, 40 grand a week, to some, you know, some kid from Bolton. And good luck to that person.
I love the way my listeners in particular do this. If I was a footballer, I wouldn't charge that money. Get a life, you saddos. I mean, they'd all take it. I would love to earn that sort of money.
I thought you did.
Hey? No, you're mixing...
Who am I mixing your
name? Is that somebody's name?
A massive difference between what footballers are paid 15 years ago and now, and the source of how they're paid.
Yeah.
And it's not through the customer nowadays.
Isn't it?
Not the gate receipts. It's through television rights.
Yeah.
And it's through how much money the owners have in their back pockets.
Yeah.
Or in their offshore
bank account.
And it's
through merchandise and everything else.
So, you know, if gates were to go down by... Let's go... sort of a massive anomaly here, go down by 50%, it would make no difference at all.
Oh, it must do.
No, it wouldn't. I'm
wouldn't
telling
make any difference
you,
to
not
the wages.
For the top half a dozen clubs, make no difference to the wages whatsoever.
I'll tell you what I find interesting is just, again, echoing a point that you made. We have this thing on City Talk called Is It Match of My Life or Game of My Life? I can't remember. And they talk to guys of years gone past, and there was some guy who was an LFC player, Liverpool player, and, you know, he talked about in the 60s, cycling to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
He would cycle to the ground with his boots tied round his neck. He'd get off, chain up his bike outside, walk in, talk to a few fans, shake their hands, right? Yeah. Then go on, put his boots on, score a couple of goals, then come back out, put his boots back round his neck and cycle off home.
You see,
did it suddenly become this huge celebrity type thing?
Dina, there's the question. Football salaries fair or foul? That's not what the question is. The question is, why aren't footballers as accessible to the fans today as they were 20 years ago?
Paul, they can't go out. They can't go out. They're not safe anymore.
That's rubbish.
Excuse me. I'm in the real world. I work in nightclubs.
Are you safe? You work in a nightclub. Footballers in a crowd.
You said that they want to meet the players. Yeah. Well, the players want to meet you down there. Many years ago, I was very friendly with Graham Souness. And when he was working at Rangers, yeah. I went up and stayed. We were allowed to go out for dinner at night with his kids at 5:30, and it was like 10 miles away. Yeah. We weren't allowed out at night with his kids. He lived in barbed wire. Because yeah, that's... You know, don't put your face, Paul. Pete, that's what it's like in the real world.
I will pull and pull again like Phil Cole, because Rangers and Celtic is an example.
It's game of football.
Rangers and Celtic is on a different planet. Is on a massively different planet. When you come out of a show,
you do loads of shows,
yeah? You're high profile, yeah. And you go outside after your show and you'll sign autographs all night long, won't you, if you had to?
No.
Why not?
Because I've got paid for doing my job. I've done my job up there. They want to see me, they pay to see me.
I cannot believe you don't do that. I cannot believe you're saying that.
It's true.
What about your fans? Don't they matter to you? I can't believe you're saying
that. You wouldn't do that.
Sorry?
I find that hard to believe you wouldn't do that.
Dean, if you had a show, a live show, right? Yeah. Or you did pantomime, there are 100 people out there, they wanted your autograph. Yeah. Would you do it?
Of course I do.
Duncan, if you had the same, would you do it? Of course you do. Wouldn't
you? You've come to the Empire
and see me come off at 9:45,
right.
Get changed, and I'm on stage. Oh, right. I'm on radio at 10 o'clock. If you think I'm going to sign sodden autographs, I run through the crowd going, Get out of the way!
Are you doing a Ringo Starr now? Saying, don't send me fan letters.
Beat it off.
What about those 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds who have seen you on stage and think, Pete Price, hero of mine, I want his autograph. I've had the greatest time of my life.
I'll give you an example of something happened to me, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. That's how much it hurt.
Okay.
I was on with the Crankies when they were huge stars at the North Pier. We did 32 weeks. I came out,
and somebody went, give us
your autograph, whoever you are.
Didn't say
just
please.
In case you. Oh, they were pigs. They were vile pigs. Give us your autograph. Who is he? Well, just in case.
Yeah.
Have you got a bit of paper? Have you got a pen? Who do you think you're talking to?
The majority
they talk
don't.
To you like
no, the majority. The majority don't speak to you.
Oh yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh yes, they do, Paul.
I think we've reached a natural pause in that. You're listening to City Talk 105.9. This is the Battle of the Gobs. Somehow we moved on from footballer's salary to whether Pete would sign an autograph, but that's okay. This is experimental radio.
And he still won't sign it.
It's all right.
And the loudest voice in that was Mr. Paul Jacobs, the terrier of tremendous.
Oh, he was getting you.
You've got small man syndrome.
You calm down. You've got big man syndrome.
Yeah, at least I'm intelligent with it. Come on, find another topic.
Oh, and by the way, we don't know when this show's going out, so if we could all watch the language.
Yeah.
Pete, look at Dino. Look at Dino. Men's jewellery. What does it say about you?
Oh, right. You've had that on your show, haven't you?
I've done
Mr.
Bar.
What does it say about you? Let's go, Dino, first. What do you think? What's your perception that it says about you?
Well, before you start, you could describe for our listeners the jewellery you're wearing.
Well, the jewellery I have
Christmas tree.
Ratners.
Oh. Anyone got any prawn sandwiches?
You picked the wrong one there,
hold on.
Paul.
Why?
Because of the jewellery I wear. I'm going to...
I like your bangle, actually.
Hang on. I wear a 3-carat diamond on that finger. Yeah. I have a diamond band on that finger. Yeah. I have 2 Cartier 2-carat diamonds, so that's 4-carat. Yeah. I wear a pink diamond in my ear. No. I wear a pink diamond in my ear, which is 2.5-carat.
Right.
And I have a diamond watch which belonged to Liberace. But I don't wear it for radio.
No,
so what does it say about me?
Well, I don't know.
I'm gay.
It was a joke.
Dino, what does it say about you? What do you think it says about you? What's the message you want to send out to everybody
else when you wear all this bling? I'm a discerning person as far as my appearance is concerned. I take a pride in my appearance. Mm-hmm. You know, the clothes that I wear, and I just think to accessorise. I think it's important for a man to wear a good watch. You know, and a good ring if you've
got
one.
Important.
Well, what do you think it says?
Telling the time.
I can't wear a great deal of jewellery. All I have on, apart from obviously my diamond encrusted nipple ring, is I have a watch. I have a watch. This cost me $105 in a shopping mall in Florida. I bought it because it's big. That's all. I like it because it's big.
Right.
And I've got a wedding ring on, and that's it. Well, I can't imagine wearing anything else. I just don't think it would suit me. I think I would look odd. I think certain men can carry wearing jewellery.
I agree.
I'm not one of them.
I agree.
I've only
got stubby little hands, but I've always worn jewellery. I've always loved jewellery because I created who I was, which is nothing, but the way I wore, because I used to wear the most outrageous clothes.
Do you like the feel
I've
of it?
I've quieted down.
You used to I wear, I remember you in that newspaper suit.
Newspaper suit. I was the first man in this country to wear hot pants, which I have got.
Yeah, but it suits you. You're lucky it suits you. I think it suits your persona.
But then the jewellery parted. Yeah, as I got older, the jewellery went better. Yeah. And every piece of jewellery's got a story. But I love jewellery, but I'll tell you what, I used to walk around Liverpool and feel safe with it on. Now I don't.
That's interesting. But why do you wear it? You don't wear it when you're doing a radio show. Why is that? If that's part of you, if it's part of what you're about.
No, I do.
Yeah, well, I'm asking you. No,
but I'm saying
I
do.
Question. Good,
so
I'm very happy.
It's not about, you know, being out and about
being
seen.
You're a very different person.
No, hold on.
Me.
To demonstrate that maybe, you know, you've got a bit of wealth or whatever it might be.
I'm not suggesting for one moment it is, but I want to.
I wear it because I want to.
How I'm very happy for you. I'm trying to understand. Why do you not wear it for a radio show?
I think it's really nice because I do late night radio. Unless I'm going to a function, that I can come, jump in my car, park, go and do my show, which is like my lounge, where I don't have to be anything else but a radio presenter.
So is that a comfort thing?
It's a comfort thing in the fact that I don't have to make an effort to get out.
Is it a reminder of your success as well?
I think it is, because my father was a wealthy man who went bankrupt and lost everything. My mum finished up scrubbing steps in a pub, which is all in the book, which is on sale. It's Pete Price name dropper. I think it is a comfort thing, Paul. Absolutely.
I disagree. I don't think it is. In my
it's
case.
Not in my, case it is. Case it is, Dean.
It's not.
Paul, were they bought for you, by the way? Or did you buy them themselves? Do they have memories?
They do have memories, but also as well, you know, just because of the way things have been, I haven't been fortunate to ever be with anyone who buys me jewelry.
Oh, bless your cotton knickers.
Well, if it's any consolation.
No, should I tell you something? Let me tell you something now, and I don't know how you do it. What did he say?
What did he feels bad for shouting at you.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, no, let me tell you this.
Well,
let me tell you this, because I'm sure you...
Holy hell.
Because I'm sure you do it in a different way, Duncan.
Yes.
And I'm sure you do, Paul, because you're talking about, you know, you've got children, we're going down a different road there. But when I got this job here, at City Talk, right? I rewarded myself with something because I thought, you've achieved something there, that's great. And, you know, just to myself, I went and said,
that.
I'll have that, I'll buy something to reward me.
Because I think we're very bad as human beings. We don't actually reward ourselves as a pat on the back. And I think that's a really healthy thing
now
to
you
do.
Now, you two as fathers, you probably, you know, reward your kids.
I love wearing jewellery, but I haven't got a reason to wear any at the moment.
What have you got?
What does that
mean? I've got a wedding ring, I've got a pendant that I like to wear, but I don't wear it at the moment because of my personal situation.
Because
I'm separated and I don't feel the need to do it.
Right.
It's an emotional thing as well.
I collect watches. Yeah, I don't know why. And I don't know why. I've got 25 watches now.
What?
Yeah, I've got 25 watches. I don't know why, but I've got them and I collect them. I love them.
Would you wear them too?
Yeah, I love watches.
Yeah, different moods. Different
That's
moods. I mean, the Liberace watch is... It was
What's
bought
the story behind that?
It's incredible. What he did was, when he died, he left vast amounts of money, and he had, I think it was 2,000 watches, and he left some of the watches and jewellery and stuff and paintings and sculptures to the AIDS Foundation, and I bid on them, and I bought a watch, I bought two paintings from his home, and I bought a sculpture, a glass sculpture with bronze hands of a piano, and I just loved it, and I bid on an auction, and I've got to point out, I'll never do it again, because nobody told me about the shipping costs and the VAT.
I think there needs to be a law in this country.
I bought a carpet once from out in and they stung me for the when it came over the rug.
What's the matter with the carpet shop down the road? No, I think there should be a law in this country. I think it's very simple. Anyone who works in a jewellery shop should if the men like me come in wanting to buy jewellery, they should go in reasons for taste and decency, so it would really not suit you. Can you imagine me with a ring on each finger and a big gold chain?
I can see you with a big gold chain, but I don't wear a nipple.
It's not about having a ring on every finger.
No, I'm just saying, I think some men it suits. Present company included.
Some men can carry it off.
Some men can carry it off.
And that is a beautiful
But what do you say? I wanted to say something else.
Be quiet.
And I wanted to tell you a phenomenon in Liverpool, which doesn't happen anymore, but Dean will remember. Sovereigns. Everyone used to wear a sovereign on every single finger. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And there must be millions tucked in the banks.
And there would always be, and forgive me for saying it, there'd always be the people who really didn't have that much money.
Yeah, but that's where they kept their wealth.
Hundreds of pounds. Because they could see it.
Yeah.
And they knew exactly where it was.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll end it on that note instead. Slightly. A bit of social commentary. You're listening to City Talk 105.9. This is Battle of the Gob. Stay tuned. More gobbishness coming up later.
Still to come on Battle of the Gobs.
The broader issue is that why shouldn't gay, lesbian, transgender people have their voice, their guidebook in wherever? Why not?
Why though? I fought the cause for many, many years to be accepted. Yep. I don't want to march down the street to say you will accept.
What do you mean?
You don't want to be a
martyr,
accepted,
do you, Peter?
What annoys me, Dean, is all the guides, all the marches in the world will not change. You won't change people's ideas. It's a vile sin in the eyes of some people.
Battle of the Gobs on City Talk 105.9.